This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday he was preparing for, quote, maximum diplomatic activity in the week ahead. In his nightly address to Ukrainians, Zelensky said he would join discussions at the Davos Forum on Monday, and discussions would also take place between a new group of country representatives that would result in a, quote, new meaningful decisions for Ukraine's defense. He also said he had spoken to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and was seeking to increase agricultural exports from Ukraine as well as fuel imports. Enough specialty infant formula for more than 500,000 baby bottles arrived today in the United States from Europe. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The precious cargo for so many parents came in on a military plane to Indianapolis. It'll be quality checked by Nestle before heading to hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days. And a matter of days means a lot to the moms and dads who are worried.
He says it's the first of several flights authorized by President Biden carrying baby formula from Europe to relieve the nationwide shortage, particularly of hypoallergenic formula.
Over the course of the next several weeks, we should see an ever-increasing supply.
Vilsack says another military flight of baby formula is expected in the coming days. Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Julie Walker.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is kicking off a three-nation trip to Africa that will include stops to Senegal, Niger, and South Africa. It's his first visit to the continent since becoming chancellor nearly 6 months ago. Aides say Scholz is expected to talk with African leaders about the geopolitical consequences of the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Nigerian Christians on Sunday held a national remembrance for a student who was killed in a northern state this month over allegations of blasphemy. The Christian Association of Nigeria said Sunday's protest was a reminder of the many threats to religious freedom in the country. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja.
The decision to hold a quiet march and prayer sessions for Deborah Yakubu in various parishes was announced by the Christian Association of Nigeria late Saturday. Officials also explained the planned protest had received pushback from some state authorities who restricted protests. The association was also worried about safety after it said some Muslim groups threatened to hold a counter-protest as well. Many churches across the country, however, complied with the CAN's directive. Only a few members of some churches marched on the streets close to their parishes. Bayo Oladeji is the spokesperson for the Christian Association of Nigeria.
Every local church have that program today. You all know Deborah, and you pray for the nation, pray for the church in Nigeria. I don't want to clash with the government.
Deborah Yakubu was a student of the Shehu Shagari College of Education in Sokoto State. She was beaten, stoned, and her body burned May 12th by students who accused her of making blasphemous comments against the Prophet Muhammad in an online classroom group. Nigerian authorities, including President Muhammadu Buhari, a Muslim, condemned the student's killing. Last week, two suspects arrested over Yakubu's murder were arraigned in court. Blasphemy is punishable under Nigeria's secular law as well as Islamic law, known as Sharia. Human rights groups have launched a petition demanding authorities expunge blasphemy from the Constitution. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News.
In the U.S., police in New York say a man fatally shot another man in the chest on a moving subway train. No one else was wounded in the shooting shortly before noon Sunday, and police are searching for the shooter. Recent subway crime has New Yorkers on edge. A man last month set off smoke grenades on a Brooklyn train and shot 10 people. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday he was preparing for, quote, maximum diplomatic activity in the week ahead. In his nightly address to Ukrainians, Zelensky said he would join discussions at the Davos Forum on Monday, and discussions would also take place between a new group of country representatives that would result in, quote, new meaningful decisions for Ukraine's defense. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.